The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Oh, we've got a night ahead of us and a great weekend to come. Let's do this. It's a Football Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Baybrook Mall in Friendswood. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, well, good luck. You can text the show, 713-780-3776, at least for now. We're set up to take texts. Not going to be able to get to the Facebook page. Twitter is at A.J. is the real, at Fred Fowler, at Zhong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. I'm apologizing in advance for not getting to Twitter.
I accept your apology.
And, of course, you could text the show. We are out here at Baybrook Mall, which, man, I have not been here in years, but
It's probably much different than you remember.
Oh, my God, yes, because, I came here in high school, so that ought to tell you how long ago that was.
Okay.
When it had just opened, and it was kind of our place, and there were like four things in a movie theater, and that's it. But, man, they got a nice setup here. They got a Maggiano's down here, a Rupor. It's
a Perry's,
Dave and Buster's, Gloria's, and it's a great setup out here for the game tonight. And it's going to be outside, and as soon as the sun goes down, it's going to be awesome. But they got a great big screen here.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, well, me either. But my day's not off to a very good start because obviously, wasn't any problem to get here. Got all set up, brand new 4-day-old computer, which I've been using all day because I've been posting like a fiend on Houston sports and stuff. Won't turn on.
What's going on with that?
I have no idea. It would just flicker and then off.
I got to tell you, Fred, I think it's time you make an investment in like a non-disposable laptop. I think you should go with a MacBook.
Well, if I do, I'll just break that.
I don't know. I replace my laptop like every 5 years.
This is about the most high-end Dell that I've bought, and it's been great. It's worked fantastic, and no worries at all. In fact, I used it 5 minutes before I left the house. And then I get here, and I just keep pushing the button, and nothing. It would flicker and then click. So if there's a computer expert that knows what the hell that is. I thought maybe it just got overheated.
That's possible.
But I don't know. So it's in the bag. Thankfully, Voldemort is kind enough to lend me his so I can get to the text line, and that's about it. So can't really get on Facebook. Twitter I can do on my phone, but I'm also going to be doing a lot of the show stuff on my phone. So
right.
If I don't respond to your tweets.
Don't take it personally.
No. I'm apologizing in advance. I'm going to do the best that I can. But we're going to have a fun show, man. Got a little football game tonight.
Yeah. That's a game that may matter to people around here, which is kind of strange.
Yeah.
Usually the Thursday night games are a matchup of two teams that no one cares about. And this is maybe, I think when the schedule came out, most people would have said this was the most interesting game on the Texans schedule. Of course, since then, Tom Brady's been barred from playing in it, which makes it a little bit less interesting. And then Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt, and that makes it a little bit less interesting. There may be no Gronk, makes it a little bit less interesting.
Gronk keeps telling about he's going to play tonight.
Well, Gronk always says that.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But this is it's still a game that matters a lot to both these teams. So I think it's a game that people should be excited about.
Yeah, as far as Thursday night games go, and obviously you got a local interest here, but I think you can say this is one of the better ones. And later on in the season, I know they do a lot of the division matchups, and some teams that you think are going to be good turn out to be dogs, and a lot of those just wind up being fails. But for right now, this is a hell of a good game for this early in the season on a Thursday night. Texans will not have Braxton Miller, so that'll impact them a little. No Jimmy Garoppolo for the Patriots, and Gronk we don't know about. So as far as the Texans are concerned, I don't think they're going to care if they can find a way to go in there and win. without they're not going to worry whether or not it's Brady or Garoppolo or Brissett or any of those guys. They're just going to be happy to have a win over this team. And it's the kind of thing that may come back and matter later if you are a good team throughout the season and you are playing for, you know, a home playoff game. This is the kind of game you'd like to win. I don't think they're going to, though. I hate to throw water on it. I'm gonna be the bad guy here. I think the Texans have more talent than the Patriots right now with what they're going to send on the field. But I just – here's my concern. The Texans' defense has historically struggled against a zone read.
Right.
I think Belichick is going to come out and zone read them to death with Jacoby Brissett.
I could see that. I mean, it's obviously a lot different than what they've been doing, but that's actually a possibility.
That's what they do, right? The Patriots come out and do whatever's going to work against the team.
Well, yeah, and that could very well. Do you think that'll work against this Texans defense?
Yeah, I do.
Is the question.
I do, because it always has. And who knows Romeo Crennel better than Bill Belichick? I think he'll find some holes. And what worries me is this first road game for Brock Osweiler in this uniform with this team. Those things always concern me. If you just tell me, look at the rosters, who do I think is going to win? I'd tell you the Texans. But I have some concerns.
Yeah, I do too. I think that it's a game that if the Texans play their best game, they'll beat the Patriots. But Bill Belichick is a clever fellow, Fred, and that's a hard guy to play your best game against.
He is a sick genius is what he is, and he's a sick genius that knows these guys better than anybody. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, and I hope the Texans win. I'm very hopeful because this would be a big win for them to get to 3-0, but we shall see. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show.
I have an interesting topic that has really nothing to do with what we're discussing, but it's come up a lot in the last 24 hours for me. One topic has been kind of dominant.
Okay.
September of last year, someone sent me a picture after the Texans game. I couldn't even tell you who sent me a picture after the Texans game. But someone sent me a picture of a little person wearing a J.J. Watt jersey. And when I saw the picture, I thought it was awesome. So I posted it on Facebook.
Okay.
Mind you, this was September 2015.
So a year ago.
Basically.
Yeah.
Last night, I get a message from someone I don't know on Facebook. And I'll read it to you, Fred.
Okay.
It's from a woman named Audrey. Audrey D, we'll call her.
Okay.
Because that's the first letter of her last name. For someone who has pictures of his children, sons no less, on his Facebook page, and states his employment was with the U.S. Army, you are an embarrassment to humanity. To post a picture of a little person, yes, they are called little people, to mock and humiliate for what? Your pleasure and entertainment, your with a U apostrophe R-E,
so,
by the way.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
good.
Fail.
How would you feel if someone made fun of your children? If you had half a brain, which I highly doubt, you would also be careful to make fun of handicapped people. You and your wife may very well have a child with a handicap. Nope, I got a vasectomy. Then you would know what it feels like to have complete strangers say horrible things about him, to make assumptions because of what they look like, and then you would have to explain to them that there are horrible, mean people in the world. I won't use this guy's name, but it's used here. So-and-so is an educated professional who probably makes more money than you do. He has higher morals and integrity in his finger than you do in your whole body. I hope you feel horrible for what you did and hope that your children never have to deal with an idiot who makes fun of them for what they look like. You should be ashamed of yourself. Now, mind you, when this message comes to me, I have 0.0 idea what she's talking about. Like, I don't know what I could have possibly done to make fun of a little person, because I check my mental Rolodex. I haven't done anything like that in a long time. As you know, I'm a fan of little people.
So am I. I wanted to start a strip bar just for little people.
So my response is, cool story. No idea what you're talking about or where I made fun of a little person, but enjoy your soapbox. No idea? Check your pictures, you jerk. I said, well, that's a lot of pictures. You could just tell me what I said to make fun of someone. And then she sent me the post. And when I posted the picture, you know what I said? Nothing.
Yeah,
not a single word. It was just a picture with nothing written with it, just a picture. I said, did I say something negative about it? I thought it was cool. Also, why are you creeping my pictures is probably a better question. I found it ironic that a little person was wearing the jersey of a big man, and it was a day that JJ had had a good game. So someone sent the picture to me outside the stadium, meant no harm by it. Maybe you should just lighten up. Meant no harm? Creeping your pictures? You never stopped to think he would see your post in the comments that it initiated? I'll lighten up when idiots like you start thinking before they do awful things. And then I was kind of realizing, I'm having a talk with a crazy woman.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So I said, posting a picture was an awful thing? You are insane. If someone said something offensive in the comments, go talk to them about it. Also, the guy in the picture is a grown man. If he wanted to discuss it, I would gladly chat with him about it, and I would even apologize if he told me I'd somehow offended him. But you're not him. You're a crazy lady telling me I'm mean for a picture I posted a year ago because someone commented on it. And that was the end of the conversation. Well, today, someone who works with this guy, a former Rock the Mic contestant, messaged me sort of the same thing. Like, it didn't come at me like this, of course, but said that the guy saw the picture, he was kind of bummed out by it, asked if I could take it down. And I said, yeah, I have no problem with that. Especially if he's not, you're not someone crazy, isn't going to come at me all buck wild, calling me an idiot and an a-hole. I don't need that. But I said, sure, I'll take that picture down as soon as I get to my laptop today. Which I did, by the way. Then, before I can do that even, I get a call from someone I know who works at a local building here where professional sports games are played. Someone I have a relationship with. And this person tells me that the team's VP of ticketing was contacted by this person who is a season ticket holder and is very upset and plans on calling David Gao to let him know how insensitive I am, which, by the way,
call away,
please. I mean, you're wasting your time. This is about the 50th most insensitive thing I've done since I've been here. I honestly don't think I was being insensitive at all. I really legitimately meant no harm by it. But if you want to tell on me to my boss, go ahead. And then he'll probably tell you, well, okay. And then he'll also realize, he may even say something to me like, hey, careful what you post on the internet. But let's also remember what this show is built on. It's built on busting each other's balls and clowning around, and this isn't a big deal. But at the end of the day, wouldn't it have just kind of been, like, if all these people are messaging me and calling me, couldn't he have just sent a message himself if it was that big of a deal?
I think it's kind of cowardly, frankly.
Also,
get somebody else to call on your behalf.
If you're a grown adult little person and you really have no sense of humor about it, that's got to be a pretty rough life.
I think anybody that doesn't have a sense of humor, whether they're a little person or whether they're 600 pounds, it's going to be an awful life for you if you don't have a sense of humor.
Like, what if I started, everybody who made a bald joke, I started, calling their boss about it or posted a picture of me being bald and I found that offensive. And what if I just said, you must have posted that because I'm bald? I mean, that would be a miserable life. Or if they did that with you about being ugly.
Yeah.
They just said, hey, that guy posted that picture of you just because you're ugly. That wouldn't be right. But you've accepted it. I've accepted it. And we're okay. We're not getting worked up about things.
I don't care. It gives us material for the show. You can't make fun of yourself. Okay, now, I'm not a little person, so I don't know what it feels like. But why you can't reach out to you if it really bothers you. I have a real problem.
I don't know if this lady was his mom or what. There's a little person in her profile picture. I can't tell if it's him. I would assume, unless she's like, I mean, an advocate for all little people, but maybe that it's part of her family. And again, you know me, Fred. If I mean to hurt somebody's feelings, I let them know about it.
Oh, yeah, you're
I'm not like a behind-the-back, make-fun-of-people guy. I'm a big-time, if I want to make fun of you, I just make fun of you, and then I deal with the consequences later. I really didn't mean to make fun of this guy. I thought the picture was cool.
It was kind of cool. I liked the picture.
Well, all right. Well, you're not allowed to.
Well, yeah. We'll continue with this because this kind of dovetails into something else that I want to get to. But tell people about Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Yeah, guys. Listen, as the seasons change, and hopefully, I mean, maybe the seasons are changing, and maybe summer forever for all I know. But you want to revitalize your outdoor living area, and you want to do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Allied can beautify your backyard with custom outdoor kitchens and outdoor water or fire features. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions to get ready. 713-465-0400. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. And carved stone gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your place, so it looks amazing. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, Allied will build it from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy with the outdoor kitchen and patio cover, you can do it all with Allied. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save some money as well. They've got several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom today, I-10 in the Beltway. Check out what they can do for you. It's going to wow you. Or you can check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. Gonna pay, and if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because of me. Now dance, man, I never had a chance. And
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Baybrook Mall in Friendswood. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Baybrook Mall. And we're kind of on the mall here, right in the middle of everything. And they brought us a tent.
It's improved. I'm not carrying around an umbrella like Mary Poppins all of a sudden. It's kind of nice.
Should have had a little person hold that umbrella for you.
I wouldn't do that.
This is just one of my pet peeves about people. People who go to your boss, which, by the way, we really don't have a boss. We have a guy who owns a station. We kind of do our own thing on this show.
Yeah, and by the way, that it makes me wish that I would have had ill intent when I posted the picture when I hear that he's going to tell my boss. Like, that makes me wish that I had meant harm when I posted it, because now the guy, I don't care what size you are, you're a douchebag.
And that's the thing. If you have a problem with somebody, then for goodness sakes, remember the whole thing with the corn dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? We took it down.
After the lady cried, apparently, yeah, and made a huge deal and told my boss, who, by the way, when she told my boss, or actually she had her boss tell my boss, because she couldn't handle the situation herself. My boss said, listen, I'm not going to make you take anything down. This lady's pretty broken up about it. The joke's been made. We've squeezed the juice out of the joke.
Yeah. Which, yeah, that's fine. We had.
By the way, when I posted that, it had a totally different intent.
Right.
Than when I posted this.
Well, and to be honest, she took that photo and put it out there on her own.
Yeah.
In this case, hey, if somebody takes a picture of you and it's funny, And stuff goes viral all the time like this.
You think Michael Jordan is saying, hey, if you don't take that crying Jordan meme down, I'm gonna call your boss and we're going to have words. Come on. What is this?
If you have a problem with anything, I hope you have the balls to go to somebody directly. And then if you don't get the answer you want, yeah, go to their boss.
We live in such a kitty cat PC world.
It is.
You guys are pathetic.
It is pathetic. If this guy just sent you a message and said, hey, man, it's kind of embarrassing me to have that photo. Would you please take it down? You would have done it.
And by the way, this photo wasn't of him picking his nose
or having his hand up his butt.
No,
it was nothing.
It was a
like
picture
that.
Of him walking.
Yeah, in a J.J. Watt jersey.
That's it.
Yeah.
At a football game.
I just don't respect people who have to feel like they go to something. And I used to hate this when I was in the newspaper business. People would send things to my boss about stuff we did. And it's like, all you have to do is ask me, and I'll tell you why. And if you're not happy with the answer, go to my boss. No problem. Because all the boss is going to do is send it back to me and say, hey, can you respond to this person? And it makes you look like a little – I've got to remember, we have family around here. It makes you look like a jerk. It makes you pathetic. It makes you a loser. I'll give you another one because somebody sent me a text today, and I wasn't even going to mention it because it's just stupid to me. It said, caller on Joe Blank show accuses your show as only being based on racist jokes and shutting down callers that want to call in about racial topics. First off, I don't care what anybody says on that show, but say why would you call somebody else's show to say something about it? It's the same general concept. You're such a wuss. You're so pathetic. You really are. You don't have the balls to call us. You don't have the stones to, I mean, who does that? Who complains to another show about a show?
I don't know. That's, I don't even care.
It's weak.
Honestly.
I don't either. That's my point. I don't care about this little guy. I'd post the thing back. I'd put it on my website and say, hey, this guy complained. Oh, you want to call the owner about taking it down? I wonder who that is. Good luck with that. I'll play that game. I'm not afraid. Little people of America already hate me. I mean, that's
it's true.
That is a fact.
You're on the watch list.
I am. I'm on their watch list. They were going to pick it at one point. And all because I had what I thought was a pretty good nickname for you.
Well.
But they were offended.
It's not allowed.
Oh, well. A lot of people saying, what's the corn dog thing? Sorry, man. I know a lot of you guys are new to the show, but oh, well. I just
retweeted it.
Oh, okay.
Someone said the corn dog thing. I just retweeted it.
Okay, he just retweeted it. So you're good. I wish people would be I just got to watch my language now because we're in a nice place here. It's not like we're in studio where I can say whatever the hell I want.
Chance says, wait, the guy asked you to take it down or the lady did? A lady did, one of the guy's coworkers did, and then apparently he called someone who works high up in a sports organization here and said that he'd like to report me to my boss. So he went about basically he went through every avenue except for the one that would have made me respect him, like, you know, just messaging me and saying, hey, this picture bums me out for whatever reason. Can you take it down? I know everybody thinks I'm this really bad guy. I'm not a bad guy. I would have just said, yeah, okay, and taken it down.
Yeah.
And it would have never been brought up on the air. But now it's taken on a whole new life.
Yeah, I've had stuff.
I actually am kind of regretting deleting it now.
Well, I understand. Well, put it on Twitter. That's different. It's a different social media. Well, what do the Texans have to do with anything? Who's calling the Texans about this?
It wasn't the Texans.
But somebody called and that was the director of tickets from the Texans, right?
No, it was from a different sports organization.
Oh, okay. Well, whichever sports organization it was, I just assumed it was the Texans. Who cares? Who cares what they think? They're not on our station.
No.
They don't do anything with us.
No. But the person who did call me about it, I am friendly with and like to keep a good relationship with, and she works for that organization. So I said, okay, no big deal. Which I was already planning on taking it down anyway, because by then it just because, like, when three people talk to you about the same picture in 24 hours that you posted a year ago, it gets obnoxious to the point where I don't really feel like talking about it.
Right.
So I'll just delete it and it'll go away.
It's easier.
But then, I mean, after this last thing, it's like, oh, you got to be kidding me. You're going to tell my boss? Come on. Come on.
Oh, well. That's I would hope if I had a beef with somebody over something, I'd go to them directly. Fortunately, I don't get offended enough. Maybe that's my problem.
I don't understand. What are people? What? This everybody gets offended so easily. It would the whole world would be a lot better if we just didn't get offended about stuff.
Well, I don't know. I fully accept the fact that I look like a disgusting, hideous troll. People are going to put pictures out there. It's going to happen. What are you going to do?
You can't get mad about it.
Well, nothing I can do about it. There's just certain things you can't fix. That's one of them. Want to do a shout out here to Alex and Amy, who do have a business out here at Baybrook Mall, supporting SC schools and Houston sports teams, and they do some really cool stuff. So, there you go. What do we got to tell the people about here?
Oh, I got to tell you about DraftKings. Yeah, so many people messaging me about all their crappy running backs getting hurt, and somebody actually asked me last night. Well, I've had this guy get hurt. What should I do? And I just said, well, thank God there's DraftKings, right? At DraftKings.com, you don't even need to come in first place to win money, thankfully. The player who finished in 800th in week one made $100. 800th place made $100. This weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. 1 week means no season-long commitments, no dealing with broken running backs. You play with the guys you want when you want to play. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. You can renew old rivalries with friends or family, or you can play against total random strangers who you may have offended. Whatever your level of fantasy expertise, DraftKings has something for you all. Don't wait. Get to DraftKings.com now. Choose your players for this weekend's contest. Enter the promo code Houston. You'll play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code Houston to play for free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. It's only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details. It's DraftKings.com. Max effect, same begins to catch you back to back. Snatching your cracks in black. There was a snitch on the block. Getting begins not. So hold your stats to the off price drop. I know this girl kid who says she got a looks nice now. And if it's good, you bring your customers and measuring plots. But yo, you got a slot on a vacation. Inside information keeps logs. Ziggins erasing and they wild spacing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind. State of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Having dreams that I'm a gangster. Drinking Moet, holding essence, making sure the cash came correct. Then I step investments and stock, sewing up the blocks to sell. Out winning gunfights with mega cops, but just a nugget. Walking with his finger on the nugget. Make enough figures until my pockets get bigger. I ain't the type of brother made for you. Okay, so apparently we're back. We're having some computer issues. Not out here. Not out here. It's in studio, believe it or not. Everybody's computer is broken except mine.
Yeah. Thank God for Voldemort. Okay, so we got a lot of stuff out here we're giving away. Maggiano's gift card for two for the Baybrook Mall location. We're giving away something from Deep South Barrels. Okay, can you read that? Hover helmets. Hover helmets, thank you. It looks like Brian Hoyer.
Hoyer helmets?
Bush Game Guard bird belts, Schlitterbahn prize packs, Rudy's barbecue gift card, and a DVD with ESPN t-shirts and prize packs. So all kinds of cool stuff out here. So come on out, go over to the promo tent, and you can come up and say hello to us, although, you know, we're kind of isolated. But that's okay. You can still come see us. And, man, it's good to be back down here. I grew up not too far from here, and this is, you know, close to home. I love seeing how much this place has grown up and how many – it's amazing how just how big – that 646 to Santa Fe, there used to be nothing, man. There was just farms and cows, because that's where I'd always take. Wow, oh, that looks suspiciously like beer.
I don't know what this is. Supposedly apple juice.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Well, thank you, Maggiano's.
Yeah, thanks to Maggiano's. So, yeah, that's where I used to, like, you go on a date, you go on one of those roads and park because nobody ever came there.
Right, except for other people that are banging.
Yeah, but the road's so long, they'd never see it. And the bad thing is, if you died there, it'd be 6 weeks before they'd find you. They'd have posters up and milk cartons and everything, and then they'd drive up and say, oh, here they are, 646. And now there's stuff everywhere. And this mall, man, this is incredible.
So I'm about to disappoint a lot of people. I've gotten 19 new followers on Twitter since the show started.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming they all think they're coming to see the picture. The picture's gone. I can't even post it again if I wanted to. The picture's gone. So it wasn't on Twitter to begin with, but it's just I don't have the picture anymore because I deleted it because there was enough sniveling and whining that I deleted it. But I wish I still had it to show you.
Because in a way,
the terrorists have won.
They have won. They whine enough and they go PC on us enough. They've won. It's a shame. It really is. I miss the good old days where people could actually make fun of each other and people didn't get offended. Oh, well. Texas Show, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. See, all right, this...
I wish people, I wish I was alive to be like a caveman or in the Wild West where, like, if you offended someone, they just tried to kill you, and that was it. And either you died or they died. If you were offended, one of you was going to die. So, A, it made you a lot less sensitive about what offended you. And B, it probably make dudes who go around offending people a lot more careful about what they're offending people with. Can't we go back to that? Where there's like a duel or a battle of some sort when someone's offended by the other person? And if you were like, you have to think to myself, how offended am I really? Do I really want to, am I so broken up by this that I'm going to take a 50-50 chance that I might be the one who dies? Way less people would get offended.
I think we need to go to the Thunderdome thing. Just whenever somebody offends us, we put them in there with somebody else who offended us and leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay, somehow I think I just accidentally rebooted Voldemort's computer in the middle of all this.
Oh, boy, you're a mess.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, and Jong mentions people get offended for other people, which is the worst.
Yeah.
Like, when people thought I was making fun of the stutterer because I laughed at a stutterer because, listen, it was no control of my own. It was just I found what he was saying funny. And someone from the stuttering police or the stuttering association called my boss and wanted to have a meeting with me. And it was talking about how insensitive I am and how offended they were. And then they wouldn't have a meeting with me on air. They would only have it off the air. They wanted to fly all the way here from New York and have a meeting with me.
Just to educate you.
But not on the air. And this person, not a stutterer. It's someone whose job is to get offended for stutterers. And this person who was so offended last night and was calling me an idiot and everything else, not a small person. Full grown.
Well, you know what? If she's still offended, she can come by and get one of these Nestle Toll House cookies that they brought us.
No, she can't.
No, I'll give her one.
I won't.
Maybe it'll cheer her up.
I won't.
All right.
Oh, she gets in a car wreck on the way here.
Well, it's 40.
Not on 45 South, because that would, I mean, it's already a mess out there. You guys don't need that. But, like, on some other road, like the road where Fred used to go for you know, whatever he was doing. I don't know what you were doing.
646. It's busy now, too. 646. It doesn't work anymore.
Not a place you could still go and get a good old-fashioned
Voldemort knows all about this. He lives down there. It's
not good for that anymore?
No, there's malls and there's Starbucks and there's all that kind of stuff down there now.
Okay, well, go crash over there if you want to come. I don't care.
I'll give her a cookie. Try to cheer her up.
No cookies from me.
She is
I'll give her a poison cookie.
See, that's wrong. That's wrong of you. So how long do we have to go before we get back to break, Jong?
Give me one second.
Lamont says his most disappointing of the Blitz was us caving to people about our Jesse Jackson picture. I don't even remember when we caved on that.
Oh, well, I mean,
we took a picture with Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, and then got some of the most ridiculous hatred that either one of us have ever gotten.
We took a
picture on our personal Facebook pages.
We took a picture with him mostly because Rich Lord didn't know who he was. He thought it was Al Sharpton. And I said, well, this is a great way to make fun of Rich Lord, who I would offend purposely. But in my picture with Jesse Jackson, I raised my fist. And apparently that was very offensive to a lot of people.
Yeah, well, there were people who were just offended that we actually took a photo with Jesse Jackson.
I don't remember why. Did we have to take it down? I don't think.
No.
We've never gotten pressure around here to either do something or not do
I did. I unfriended a bunch of people on Facebook about it.
Yeah?
Yeah. And where people were saying all kinds of ridiculous
stuff. That's why I'm not the people that I'm friends with on my Facebook are literally like my real friends and family, people I actually know. Like, that's the only friends I have on Facebook anymore.
Well,
that's why everybody else who sends me a friend request on Facebook, I just delete it. Because if I don't know you, I'm not going to have you on Facebook because I don't need that nonsense.
Well, I already have
Twitter for that.
Yeah, I haven't chased anybody off yet. What I have done is I'm not taking anybody new if I don't know you, if I haven't met you in person. And if you do something, you put something on that I deem not something that I agree with in terms of if there's something racial or something like that, I'll unfriend you.
Yeah, I deleted 2,000-something people off my Facebook. The most liberating thing ever. It really is. It was so great. And the greatest part is there were people who literally were trolling my Facebook page who, when I started deleting people, begged not to be deleted. It's like the guy on Twitter who blocks you, who you block because he's such a toad. You finally block him, and then he comes back on a separate account asking to be unblocked.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those.
Yeah, if you were really that worried about what I had to say on Twitter, you wouldn't have been such a dumbass. Who has time for that?
This is what people are, man. Ugh. Hey, do you have a play on the college game tonight?
On the Utah game? That's tomorrow, isn't it?
No, Utah's tomorrow, but Clemson, Georgia Tech.
So. Oh, no play on that.
Yeah, I was looking at Georgia Tech and then decided I'm going to pass on that game. But so, Jong, just curious, when do you want me to?
No, Jong is going to take all day.
No, so we're combining breaks, right? So when do I do this? I can do it now? Awesome. Because if you really want to do something nice, you really want to be a good person, do the right thing, help out my friends at Houston Khan Academies. They change lives every day. They graduate thinkers. And I'm telling you, these are kids, good kids, man, who've had to drop out of other schools for a variety of reasons. Some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Just a bunch of reasons why. And good kids, they get a second chance, and you know what they do? A lot of them take advantage of it, and they go on and do great things. And, man, school started. They really need your help. It is desperation time. That money goes to get them transportation, glasses if they need them, all the things that help these kids get through and do great things in our community. And you can help just by getting rid of something you don't need anymore. And by your donation, we meet a vehicle that you're not using. It can be in any shape. It can be a truck, a car, a boat. It doesn't matter. They're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to fill out all the paperwork and make it easy on you. And you're going to get a tax deduction at the end of the year, which is going to look great when you have to turn in those taxes. And it doesn't matter. Wherever you can hear my voice on the radio, they can come and tow the vehicle. If you're in Port Arthur, Vidor, Nacogdoches, you got a car sitting out there and you don't know what to do with it, make the call today, because if you do, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card on top of everything else. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com, right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. A RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Baybrook Mall in Friendswood. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We are broadcasting live from Baybrook Mall. Join us on the lawn in the new outdoor mall add-on of Baybrook Mall. Bring blankets, chairs, snacks, and non-alcoholic beverages, and get ready to catch Thursday night football on the big screen when the Texans take on the Patriots. And we're giving away great prizes every 30 minutes. Make sure to swing by the ESPN tent to enter to win mall gift cards, ESPN swag, tickets, and more. And, I mean, they've got some really good stuff over here, so make sure you go over to that promo table get signed up. Maggiano's gift cards, Deep South Barrels, I mean, Schlitterbahn, all kinds of stuff. So there you go. All right, we talked a little bit about Patriots-Texans in the first segment. We kind of talked about it all week. Because I have limited access here now to what I can get on Twitter, I've not seen any updates on Gronkowski. Have you seen anything on that?
No. Well, I saw he expects to play.
Okay. Well, I think that's a problem because the Texans have troubles with tight ends, even ones that aren't any good.
Yeah. So and he's pretty good. Albeit, I'm assuming if he does play, he's going to be limited.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be quite the same. But, yeah, if you're coming out here, man, in the shade, it's great. And once the sun goes down, it's going to be fantastic to watch the game, so which is about when it's going to happen. So come on out here. And, you know, they got a nice screen right behind us. They even had a picture of us on there,
yeah,
which scared off some people. There was some children. They saw the picture. Yeah. Yeah, a friend of mine just texted me and said he's officially in for the night. Gronk is.
All right.
So, there you go. According to Schefter.
No, oh, I love that our promo staff is giving out cowbells.
Yeah, because
that always does great for our broadcasts.
It does. And in fact, they probably should encourage him to come over right in front of the microphones and do them. So, but I'm really intrigued to see how this game goes because I think, and maybe it's just I'm so enamored with what Bill Belichick does and his staff do that. I have a bad feeling this is going to be if you're ever going to beat them, this is a time. And I think if they lose, well, okay. I mean, I penciled them in for a loss before the season when I saw this game, not knowing if Brady was going to play or not. But it'd be a good step for them. You know, so far they've shown us some hints that they could be a really good football team. They've also shown us some hints that they could still be the 9-7 type Texans that we've seen the last 2 years. If you're going to take that step, I think this is kind of what you have to do. You have to get an opponent that's not at their best.
Which they've got.
And you have to take advantage of it. And you have to beat somebody who is better than you, coaching-wise. I don't think they are physically, but I think coaching-wise they are. And I just think the familiarity with everybody is going to make it it's going to be real difficult for the Texans. I think if they win this, it's going to be a close game. And yeah, they're going to have to force some turnovers, which they've been good at. And you know, I think offensively, Brock Osweiler's got to protect the ball better.
You mean turning it over on the first?
Yeah, don't turn it over on the first drive.
Possession, not going
to
work out.
You know, I tell you what, let's mix it up tonight. I'd like to see him wait till the second drive. Would that be okay?
Yeah, yeah. I'd be okay with that.
Just mix it up a little bit.
Not the first one, though.
Yeah. Let's
keep that one in our pockets.
No, I'd like to see him have a turnover-free game and play a clean game. If he does that, I think they'll win the football game. And I think defensively, I expect the Patriots to come up with some stuff to move the ball on that defense because that's what they do. I expect LeGarrette Blount to have a good game. And like I said, I think some read option from Brissett, I think it's gonna be a difference.
Are you a Brissett guy or a Brissett guy?
I've heard both. I'm going with Brissett until I watch the game tonight.
In college, he was always Jacoby Brissett.
He was.
I don't know where Brissett came from. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with it.
I'm going to just call him Jacoby. He wasn't supposed to be playing. We're supposed to have weeks before we had to figure it out. He was Brissett in college. And then I'm listening today on satellite, he was Brissett.
You were listening to him or someone talking about
him? No, I was listening to two different shows talk about him.
Oh, well, you got to remember, the people who have shows on satellite, that could just be anybody.
That's probably true. All right, we'll go with Brissett.
I think it's Brissett.
But I
might be wrong.
Because I had the sound down when he came in. By then, the game was over.
Carolina State, he was always Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
Maybe it's changed, but I'm just telling you.
I think he was at Florida, too, if I remember correctly. Okay. But I'm old, and I don't have much of a memory. So. All right. The other thing that I think is interesting is even without Garoppolo, they've got a lot of receivers that are – I mean, Julian Edelman is going to get open, get his plays. I would love to see Edelman playing some quarterback, frankly.
I wouldn't mind that either.
I think that'd be kind of cool. But should be a good game, and looking forward to it. Can't wait to see how it turns out. I just have a bad feeling about it from a Texans perspective, but you know me by now, I've always got a bad feeling.
You're a pessimist.
I am a pessimist. It's just I think about what the Patriots did week one when no one gave them a chance, and people are, especially the point spread, you're given almost 8 points to these guys with the Cardinals, and they were the better team that night. They were better coached. They played better, and they beat the hell out of them. And I just kind of feel the same thing here. It's like everybody's kind of on the Texans bandwagon and kind of ignoring the fact that, you know what, maybe these guys are okay. Maybe they know what they're doing. Maybe they've got a pretty good defense. And that's what concerns me. But I do think it'll be it's a good chance for them to go on a stage and do something they haven't done before, which is go beat the Patriots. Take those Letterman jackets, man.
I don't think they should do that.
You don't?
No. I would leave those behind.
No.
There's an umbrella flying away.
Yeah. We're going to miss that one.
What is Aaron doing? Oh, look at all this. Now we've hit
Perry's has brought us some food.
Oh, Perry's is the truth.
No kidding.
Look at that. Look at that piece of meat over there.
That is...
That's that pork chop, isn't it? That's the best.
Oh, man.
The best. That's what I like, because I can't... you know, I'm having to cut back on my beef intake.
Right.
That pork chop, you don't even need beef when you've got that pork chop. I'm telling you.
I think he brought enough for you.
Yeah, he did, for sure.
Yeah, so I want to thank the guys from Perry's, man. This looks amazing.
Can't
wait to try that. You got the best job, man. People bring us food. They bring us alcohol.
It's not a bad life.
No,
I'm not going to lie. But then people get offended by us all the time.
Yeah, it's true, but... You know what? I'll take that trade off. They can get as offended as they want.
That's true.
They can get as angry as they want.
I'll just eat my pork chop and not feel bad
about
it.
And I'm going to do harm to that hamburger. I'm telling you. This is a good life. It's
no
fine.
Doubt.
It's a great trade off. Thank you, guys. It looks fantastic. All right. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. We will have Christopher Harris at 5:30 for fantasy. So if you have fantasy questions that – not just do I start this guy or this guy because
he's got ratings for this. You can check him out.
Yeah, and actually I put those on my website today, so they're all there. If you want to know who to start over whomever, just go to that and it'll tell you. And then, but if you've got something that's more general that will apply to other people, we'll be happy to ask it. Yeah, whether it's questions about certain guys, and like I assume a guy like Gronk, what do you do with Gronk tonight?
Yeah.
Well, you got to start him, right? If you drafted him, you drafted him high enough that you have to put him in there. So, we shall see. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. 832, how come you guys travel for a boxing match and not a Thursday night football match for the Texans? We've never traveled to Texans games because we're not the Texan station, and we never will. So, part of these are sponsorship deals. And in fact, the Texans hate us, so there's no way in hell.
I don't know why.
Because they're an arrogant organization.
It's very strange.
Yeah, we've never really done anything to them except be honest. But no, they can't stand us.
Are you saying haters going to hate?
Yeah, I just think they're very sensitive as an organization. And anytime you say something that doesn't fit their narrative, they get very upset.
Jong says, according to DraftCountdown.com, it's Brissett. Is that right, Jong?
Okay.
Jong? Jong doesn't want to talk to me.
What's that?
But that's what he... Is that how it's meant to be said?
Yeah.
Brissett?
And according to a press conference yesterday, a reporter said Brissett.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I don't know where this Brissett thing came from, but yeah, he's been Brissett since college.
See, I'd been calling him Brissett until today, and I heard a bunch of people do that, and now I'm kind of like, okay, why not?
You got suckered in by their stuff.
I did.
Don't do that.
I did.
Don't buy into that nonsense.
It's an embarrassment to God and everyone, and I want to, because I'm afraid I've offended people. I feel like I should apologize, AJ.
Good idea.
I don't want to upset people. I know that sometimes you say things like this, and it's hurtful. It's hurtful when you mispronounce someone's name.
Is that how you feel, though?
Doesn't matter.
Not how I feel. I feel like, okay, I shouldn't have listened to these other idiots today. But that's me.
So it's not fact?
No, of course it's not fact. It's not even a legitimate apology. It's kind of a half-assed apology, frankly. So, oh well.
There should be no legitimate one.
Well, I know, but I really feel like I should apologize because people are so sensitive.
Nope.
That's all. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to make it up to you sensitive people and you non-sensitive people. I'm going to give you a way to get around town. I'm going to give you a way to get restaurant takeout. Like, if you want something from Perry's, man, they'll come and get it for you and bring it to you. If you want alcohol now, they'll even do that. All the best of those other guys in one place, all owned by Texans right here. Texas-based Get Me. the best way to get you around town and get stuff delivered for you. All you have to do is download the app today, and no surge pricing. So almost anything you want delivered, anywhere you need to go, Get Me will do it. And by the way, they're in Galveston, which if you're going down to Galveston and you're going to go hit up one of the clubs or something or one of the bars, and you can call Get Me, they're going to get you there. Or maybe you want some of this Perry's. They're going to get it for you because that's what they do. So grab your phone, download Get Me. They do a great job. Use promo code BLITZ, and check this out. 20% off every ride or delivery every time. Promo code BLITZ. Love to take care of the Blitzers. I know a lot of Blitzers have been using them. I've been using them, and, man, it makes a difference. They're much, much better than the other guys, and now you can get anything you need, whether it's a trip, whether it's food, or whether it's alcohol. Use Get Me. Get the Get Me app today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.